So the Ravid creates this interesting concept that since it's made to hold water, so we look at it as if it's a bottle holding water, which the pouring water out of the bottle is not called schita. So when you use use it with a handle, even though you're vada going to squeeze out what liquid, it's not a problem. So that's how the Ravid understands. So the logic of it is the following. The idea of disha, which schita, which gives you mafarik, which gives you schita, is there's an attachment that you have two things. Like the quintessential dash is you have the kernel attached to the stalk, and the malacha is breaking the kernel off of the stalk. That's your primary malacha. Then we say, well, if I have a liquid which is inside of its shell, so breaking the liquid out of the shell is considered the act of dosh, in that sense, so that's a skita becomes a told of dosh. If I tell you that the correct way to look at this, it's not the pshat, it's that you have there is two things attached one to the other, but it happens to be that there's liquid being held in a container. So if liquid is being held, it's just sitting in a container. It's not called breaking it apart. It's not a mefarik, which is the tolda of dosh, and schita is mefarik. It's just pouring out the liquid. So that's that Ravid is mechadish, that the lumdus of the beis achiza gives it the status as if it now becomes. So that's its function. Once it becomes, that's its function. Its function is to hold water and release water. So it never became. The water when it goes in doesn't become part of the sponge, that later on you're, as it were, breaking it out of the sponge. It became a functioning via container to hold liquid in and out, etc., etc. That's how the Ravid learns the pshat and the din. It's interesting hagdor from Chazal, but that's, he says the other option that the Rashi remembers saying that it makes it not a psikratia. It's not true. It's definitely a psikratia still. Okay. Halacha l'maisa. So, if you use it lightly, so after according to the Rashi and the Rambam, it's not vada, it's going to have skita, and it has a handle, so it's mutter. The mice is a sif and shulchan aruch, and it's mutter. If you press hard, it's a problem. So a person has to just be careful not to press hard, which I just tell people to avoid it, just because how do you know how much is called pressing?
For Rashi and Rambam, it would be a problem. The Ravid will still be mutter.
Correct, but the Rashi and the Rambam, I mean, the Hagdorah of the Ravid is like a Bechidish. That's why Rashi and the Rambam didn't say the Ravid's Pshat, because it's like, whoa, yeah.
Wasn't there a problem with the Ravid? I mean, the sponge gets dirty, and then you squeeze it out, and the dirt comes off. It's constantly getting a dirty big Ravid, isn't it?
Why is the problem a Lavin?
You're not getting it all out, though.
Yeah, but any little amount that you're cleansing is a problem. We look at that as malabin. Passage goes into the source we had before, that the person Michal has no interest in it because it's made. But that was a sort of that when I go, he's going to come to squeeze it over here. He's probably squeezing it. I don't know. Okay, what do you not understand, Svi?
What is that? What was your question exactly?
Why isn't there a pressure for Lavin?
Lavin.
Membchas Shem Yisrael.
Where am I going to come to squeeze?
We said before, you have the bag which you put on top of the chub, even though it gets wet, it's not a problem because it's made for that. So over there, the point of being made for that is that therefore we're not geyser, that he might actually go afterwards and wring it out and squeeze it out. That's the fact that it's made for that purpose is matter that. It's not matter to actually squeeze it. It's matter that we're not worried about the fact that you might come to squeeze it. Over here, you're actually squeezing it. So the fact that it's made for that, they say it's not called malabin, we don't have a source for that. Shema Yisrael, Memches. It's not a Shema. The point over here is if there is no Besachiza, it's Vadai. So if you don't have make this type of a handle to it, so the only way you can hold it is by pressing it in, so you're squeezing out liquid. Okay, Yurkes is the Shita Sa'oruch. He brings over the Shita Sa'oruch about Psigreshul Nicholai. Okay, so what's the story? Chavish Apoka Bipak Shalpishtan. Listoim Nekev Shibadofna Shibatian Bahayayin. So there was a hole in the side of the barrel, and wine was coming out. And he wants to put in this piece of this small hole, and he puts this piece of material in there, and it stops up the hole. Problem is, as he's putting the piece of material, it's obviously absorbing some of the liquid, and as you squeeze it into the hole that should be tight enough that the liquid shouldn't come out, you're going to squeeze out some of the liquid. So what's the halacha? Yes, mishamater, there are those who permit it. Even though it's body going to squeeze out some of the liquid, but there can't be any container beneath the place where you're putting it in to catch the liquid which drips. So once there's no, you're not catching the liquid, so that liquid is halakhli ibud. So it comes out that which you're squeezing it out is irrelevant to you because the liquid is worthless to you; it gets lost. So it's mutter. Kiman Shen on the hand of a skita soy. Since he's getting no benefit out of this skita, can't use the water liquid because it's halakhli ibud. So I'm sikresha. I'm skipping the parenthesis for a second. The lenichale umutter. So the Aruch said that it's a case of sikresha, the lenichale, and that's not us. Now, what is sikresha lenichale? Is that the mafarish over here in the Ramah? Pirish iser nimshach behekreach midaber ma. It's a case where there's an inevitable act of iser taking place from my other action. Just like death inevitably follows chopping off the head. So comes the Aruch and says that the history of psikresh is only when it's nichalei. In the case of psikresh, lo nichalei is mutter. It gets out of the Gemara, the way he learns the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, even though it's a case of psikresha, but the more I scratch this psikresha, the more it says it's bar de chavre. So whatever benefit you're getting, you couldn't care less because it's not on your fee, it's not on your piece of property. The more somehow with the problem, the malacha of charesh. Charesh doesn't only mean plowing; it means anything which gets the field ready to plant and better to makes it more usable. Is considered charesh. The problem over there was zareya. So anything which causes it to grow is considered zareya. The more it says when you prune the tree, you're going to benefit from the fact that the tree grows better. Even though the person's goal was not that, the person's goal was to take off the extra excess to use it. His goal was to use it for Eitzim. So Morris said, yeah, it's a psikresha that it's going to grow bad. The Morris says, it's Arad Dechavre, so he doesn't really care. So the simple reading of the Gemara is, so therefore, it's even though it's a psikresha, but it's lo nichalei. So that's how the Aruch learns the Gemara. So the Morris is telling me, so you said psikresha lo nichalei is mutter. Abachalkolov, the Tosfos argues on the Aruch. V'amru, Davagav Lavoi Nichale, Kivim Sigresha, who is also. Sigresha is also even in the case of Lo Nichale. Relam Logan Hetter Badabur, the Shulchan Aruch says that in his time, people were being Norik Hetter, and he's not happy with it. Therefore, Yeshalamad Aleim Schus. So in this scenario, I can be Malamad Schus that people were not yet over here in the Chavis for another consideration. Why? Kivan da Barza Arucha Chutzla Na'aris V'inyad Magas La'aris Mutter Mishu the Have Aswag Sheshu Besachiza. So I'm going to make a stretch by saying that what happened was that you had the barrel and you had a spigot and you put these muchen in around the spigot and you forced the spigot into the barrel. And this way the muchen which are there would make it that it holds fast and it doesn't let any liquid out. Even though it's about going to squeeze out some of the liquid, you're not doing it directly. It's along the lines of the case of the soig, which has the base achiza. Whoever understands that sore. Zot the shulchan aruch. V'fiza ein tana zucha zaka v'yeshagam bo. But this is not really such a great sore. The point over there is you're doing it lightly. Over here, your body is squeezing it, so the comparison is wrong. So we should make sure that there's no kli to catch it. We can at least have the oruch to rely on. Okay. So the oruch. The sefer for oruch, right? Familiar with that? Aruch was a Rishon. He wrote a sefer. The name of the sefer was Sefer HaAruch. It's along lines of a dictionary. It has words from the Gemara and explains what the word means. But since it was written by a person named Rabbi Nosson from Rome, who was earlier than Rashi, it's an early, very early Rishon. So when he translates the words, he explains the Gemara where the words are from. So it doesn't really translate. He explains it in Hebrew, has the word, and explains in Hebrew what the word means. So meanwhile, he's explaining the Gemaras. So now you have the person who's the stature of a Rishon explaining Gemaras. So he's teaching us halachas along the way. So this is a quote from the Sefer HaAruch. Okay, Mem Tes. Listen, Dakav Shabbatovna, Hainu, Shakar and Sibas, Abaraz, Chitich, Bagger, the Norish, Shapishtan, and Poikim by Hanekav Shabbatov and Chavis. So you'd be putting in the spigot. You want to make sure that it's a tight seal, that the liquid shouldn't squeeze out around the sides. So you wrap the part of the barza, which goes into the barrel, around with these piece of cloth or something of that sort. And when you force it in, that makes it a very tight seal, and the liquid won't squeeze out around the opening. So that yeshu shemata lahasa oisa b'shabas alachzir. You could take it out or put it back in, even though it's a psik resha. Obviously, a psik resha that it's going to be seichet. The steam is a barzah shabaneka b'asurasa niskat mashka b'liyav in hers. By taking the spigot in or out, you're definitely going to cause liquid to be squeezed out of this material. So it's mutter because there's no kli underneath to catch the dripping liquid. Kli the mela yain haniskel harukli ibud. So if there's no kli there, whatever it squeezes out will just be wasted. Because we're talking about the holes on the side. So the only way you're going to catch it is by putting a kli underneath. It'd be a hole on top, so whatever you squeeze out will fall back into the barrel. But since it's on the side, it's not going to fall back into the barrel. It's the only way it's going to be considered that you're gathering the liquid the liquor which was nischat is by having a kli to catch it. So now it's pshikreshlo nichale. If there would be a kli to catch the liquid as it's coming out, now you have a new problem. It's a pshikreshlo nichale. You're getting the liquid that you want to use. Or it was on the top of the barrel. The Shartzian says in Nugimel, the Kaimalon, the Chayv min
haTorah. So we're going from something that some say is mutter to a deraisa, simply by having a kli or if the holes on top.
Correct. Now it's interesting, there is a rush. There's actually 2 points of the rush over here. One is that even the Mishnah will quote in the rush in the next piece. Let's see the rush, and we'll talk about it. But if there is in a case where there is they argue on him and say even though it's lo nichale, it's psikreshon, therefore it's aser. Mirabana. Everybody agrees it's not the raisa. But the chosel in Shabbos, to be in shehei malach the mashab, is that which we say that everybody agrees it's not the raisa, that's only by Shabbos. Because by Shabbos, there's an added requirement of malach the mashabis, which is lo nichale, it's not malach the mashabis. Avin shari suriya Torah. Das rosh the psikreshel lo nichale the kuliyama is aser v'isura hu min haTorah. So the rosh comes and says that this all only makes sense in the context of Shabbos, where there's and besides the regular issue of dorshani miskaven, which is true in kol Torah kula, there's another point of lechaz mashabbos. So once it's dorshani miskaven and it's a psikreshel. So now it's called Avraham Miskaven. So if I turn Chayiv the Reis, that's clear in the Gemara that it's a gracious Chayiv in the Torah. Now I come to Shabbos, I say, yeah, but is it Melechus Mach Shabbos? So, in a case where it's Lo Nichale, is that the rush everybody holds in the not Melechus Mach Shabbos? If it's Lo Nichale, it's Vadi not Melechus Mach Shabbos. So then most it's Nisid Rabbanan. So the current Orch, it's Mutter, current other Rishonim, it's Nisid Rabbanan. Case of psikreshon the nichale, so now yesh lodu. So in kol Torah kula, psikreshon is chayv either way. Over here we're saying there's a heter lo nichale, makes it not melech mashabes. But over, now it's nichale, goes back to being the same psikreshon as kol Torah kula. Or do you say, but the mice is not melech mashabes? It wasn't what your intent was. So there's an added issue of melech mashabes above and beyond the regular requirement of miskaven. That even in case of psikreshon, the nichale could be not the rice. So that the rush actually says that even in case of psikreshon, the nichale, it's possible it's not the rice.
By Shabbos, but by other.
Which is only true by Shabbos. And this whole argument of psikreshon, the Lord nichale, is also only true by Shabbos. Because there, that's for sure that it's not melech mashabes, it's not the rice. By Shari Surim, there's no requirement of Lechemach Shabbos. It's a psikreshon, Nichalei, lo nichalei is irrelevant. So by Shari Surim, that's what's going to happen. Okay, so people are makeable dover. Nadal Hanoshim, Mephrizim, Alamida, Yosim, Midea, Rishonim, Akilah, Philip, Yesh, Klitavtad. So that which people are doing was even worse than the Oruch. They were doing it even in a case where there was a Kli catching it. We're going to say an explanation. We're saying, you know what, you know, don't do that. Just make sure there's no kli there, and then at least you have the Oruch to rely on. And then the Mishnah Berurah is going to grapple with, okay, that's all the Shulchan Aruch saying. Listen, you know, we can't stop them because the Maisa, there's the Oruch out there. What they're doing, you got to stop because nobody really is mad to that. But once there's no kli there, you have the aura to rely on. So we can't stop them. But that's not, doesn't mean the seller we should be doing that. So this answer, which we're saying that, you know, it's similar, like it has a base achiza, it's pretty flimsy. The shani base achiza shall swag the mahani the ain shemel kino balma. What you're doing is you're pressing lightly. So it's not a psikreisha. Mashenkin kan shemahatkin habarze bechayzik techanek. Your mom is squeezing it in. Yesh sham vares kita. So that, so it'd be mad to that when there's a kli catching it underneath. I'm sorry, no heter. Okay, well, so the eighth has to be, you're not have a kli underneath. So then it'll go leibud. Okay, come welcome. Sorry, she hate gamkein a barza rucha, but this idea of having a long stem to the barza is still correct. She had tartali tibusa, akal shenatas. So whatever this benefit of the cruise, we want to get that also. So we'll have the earth to be a shamach, which you don't like to do that. And the concern of the fact that, you know, you have it, there's others somewhere a little bit.
Are you pulling this stop rail with your hand? So what is the length of the barza? In fact, anything?
Yeah,
the way all I can do is how I picture it. I have no idea exactly what the length is. So you wrap the material around the end of the barza, and you put it in the hole, and you turn the thing around, and as you turn it around, it tightens in the hole. And loosening would be the opposite.
Also, you use a faucet or something to loosen this material.
The point is, your hand is far from the cloth.
Your hand is far from the cloth. Right, so it's like the base. It's basically a base achiza for the swag. So you're saying I get that, but that's not the point of it. The point of it wasn't just a base achiza for a swag. Base achiza for a swag and push lightly. Or it's base achiza for a swag and squeeze. So like, so what the thought is, I don't get exactly. And that, you know, the spigot
indirect
went in and out into the from the barrel. It was removable, so they would take it out and then they put a, I don't know, a cork in or something like that. But when you put the spigot in, you needed to make sure that it was tight by adding the material there. So you would then like sort of like squeeze it in. You would sort of like turn it in till it tightened. Okay. So whatever this swara is, that the argument of the raiva doesn't apply over here. They say this is like the case. It's like the kli which is holding liquid. You know, that's really hard to vision that. To say that it's the point of the Rashi, the Rambam, that it's not a psik ratio. It's also very hard to understand it. So what this swara that the Shulchan Aruch is suggesting, based on the fact that it's long, makes it like the Beis Achiza of the case of the swag, is very difficult to understand. So the Shulchan Aruch himself says the Yeshagam is that it's not so great, but apparently it's something, because the Taz says the Maisa, you should you know don't just rely on the Aruch alone and make it long. So it's accomplishing something. I have no idea what. Okay, now it's up to Mr. Bura. But the chalas sif is that who bechavas a yain kamosha hiskar shachanarik with Rosh Sif within Sharmashkin Avolabim Mayin. We're all discussing over here wine. So the advantage of the kli not being talked of is here the issur shechita is because of dosh. Dosh is to squeeze something to get the liquid to use. So if the liquid is halach liibud, it's not dosh. There's no issue of libun by other liquids. The only problem is the mefarik. It has to be that you want the liquid. It's only if you want to, when it's halach liibud. But if it's not halach liibud, you're getting the liquid and using it. That's the derisa. It's also mishum libon habakika. We have a different problem that you're squeezing, you're cleaning the cloth. Even though the water is harach libon, who cares? But you clean the cloth. The sechadu told the malabin vasmichal gavni. So the fact that it's harach libon is irrelevant. Thus it has the yain lov and daimer lemayim linyan kibus. But white wine, which is clear, is similar to water in regards to kibbutz. The Gemara of Shulchan Aruch, Ari Kan Kibbutz Yain Odom Shenam Alabin Mishra Hurak Mishum Avark. So the case over here, the wine has to be dafka red wine. Chaybinin Sheinichale Masha Nafak Bitzchitas. So therefore, it's only then is the issue catching the wine. Okay. In Mishpach Sheker, Shai Mashkel, Mamapa, Shalashuchin, beer spilled onto the tablecloth, or a different liquid, the orange juice. We wrote to Ligra, Oysambekav, Abisakin, Kayanakas, Mamapa. So he wants to sort of like use a knife to get the liquid off of the tablecloth, let's say into a cup or something like that. So if he presses down with a knife, he's squeezing the liquid out of the cloth. He's Arshal Yigra, Yigarim Bekav, Kreshla Yabal, Deskita. All you're doing is taking off the liquid which is on top. If it's a colored mashka, we don't want you to meanwhile push, as you're pushing the liquid, you're staining other parts of the cloth. So you don't want that either. Squeezing out the water will be malabin. Canal sechad seira or potel al oster. Squeezing out your hair is olam rabbanon. Can tov b'shabbos yizor shal yiskut tzara b'lanag. We have to be careful not to squeeze your hair. A person who's tov b'shabbos can't squeeze their hair out to dry. You can just pat it gently to basically catch the liquid which is on the surface, but you can't squeeze out the liquid which is between the hairs. Okay, tov here. Very good chance I will not say shit tomorrow night.
Okay.
So I will be able to send a text.
Why you say I only drop on?
It's not really absorbing, it's just trapping. So as much as they talk about, you know, nylon, we have...
I said these nylon brushes to replace bunches.
Right. The idea is, so... So mirabonin, if it's very close together, so mirabonin looks like schita. If they're large gaps, so see, even mirabonin is mutter.
That's the toothpaste.